American gateway to healthcare abroad. MedRetrieve, medical tourism specialist.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today on our podcast interview. I'm Patrick Marsek from MedRetreat, and we're going to be speaking with Eileen. Eileen contacted MedRetreat for a double hip replacement, and as she stated when she called us, she's having trouble keeping up with her grandchildren. Well, Eileen had no health insurance, and the cost for a single hip replacement was prohibitive here in the U.S., let alone a double hip replacement. Eileen, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've heard some great things about you. I was told that you're the perfect client from your program manager.
Oh, well, how nice is that?
Well, it's really nice to have people that understand that this is very serious and take it seriously and cooperate through the whole process. And from what I understand, you did great. So we appreciate you as well.
Well, thank you. You know, he was a very easy person to work with.
Oh, that's great. I'll make sure I let him know. I'll let him listen to this podcast, okay?
Okay.
First of all, tell us, how are you feeling now after being home for a little over a month from your procedure?
Actually, I feel great. I am up and walking. I have gone back to work. I'm a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not real busy at the moment, so I'm not standing all day long, but I'm trying to get myself back into it. I have no pain. I didn't realize how much pain I had last year until I had it fixed this year.
Wow. Now, are you able to keep up with your grandchildren?
Well, I haven't seen, my grandchildren live in Alabama, and I'm down in Florida, so I haven't seen the kids since I got home. I'm not quite ready for the kids yet, but I will.
Okay. Eileen, tell us a little bit about the pain you were experiencing when you contacted MedRetreat.
Well, I was getting very hard for me to walk. I was on a cane. At times I was on a walker. I had my hips x-rayed, and one of them was bone on bone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was excruciating pain by the end of the day after I'd been standing on it all day. And, of course, I knew I have a cousin that's a doctor, and she x-rayed my hips for me and told me the bone-on-bone needed a hip replacement. And without insurance, I knew that wasn't going to happen. So I was crippled for a couple of years before I saw the article on MedRetreat and medical tourism.
Okay, so now when you got to the, you were expecting a double hip replacement, but when you got
yes.
to Malaysia and had your consultation with the orthopedic surgeon, what did the doctor tell you?
Oh, he was wonderful. He came in, actually I got to the hospital on a Sunday afternoon, and he came up to the hospital on a Sunday afternoon to greet me
mm-hmm.
and told me what he was going to do. On Monday he did x-rays. He came in to show me my x-rays and told me that I only needed one hip. The reason the other hip hurt so bad was because I was overcompensating for the bad hip.
Okay,
so he told me that as soon as he got the other hip fixed, then my weight would level out and the pain would come out of the good hip.
So you're expecting to pay twice what you actually paid them when you went there?
Actually, I paid them twice the day I got there.
So you paid up front because that's what you thought you were going to get? Right.
I paid for two hips up front,
mm-hmm.
and then he told me that I only needed one, but he also said to me, if you want me to give you two, I will. And I said, no, I'll leave it up to you. You do what you think. So he gave me one hip, and the hospital reimbursed me for the other one.
Right. Very good. Very well, and that's the way it should work out. You know,
well, that impressed me a great deal.
Yeah, you know, he could very easily have gone ahead and tried to make twice as much money, but these surgeons we have overseas, as you've experienced, I mean, they're very, very upfront. They're not doing it just to make a dollar. They're doing it to help people, and we appreciate them, and that's why they're getting the business they do, because they're very honest and upfront. They're not going to try to sell you more than what you actually need.
That's right. I was very impressed, and from that moment on, my mind was at ease.
Good. Now, before that, though, what were your fears about going to have surgery in a faraway place like Malaysia?
Well, I had been working on the trip for 3 months, and I guess it depends on the level of pain you're in. I was so excited about going. The fear didn't set in until I got on China Air and I knew I was on my way across the
world. Oh, okay.
And then I thought, oh my God, what am I doing?
That's normal, yes.
Yeah.
So how did you overcome that?
You know what, the minute I met the people there, they met me at the airport and took me straight to the hospital. I met the surgeon that afternoon. The little nurses were so nice. They're the nicest people I have ever met.
Hmm.
So and caring, and they just made you feel so at home.
Good.
Being so far away from home.
Yes, exactly. Now, what was the hospital like? How did you feel when you arrived? And did the hospital match your expectations?
It did. I have not ever been in a hospital much except for visiting other people. So, okay. You know, besides the birth of my two children, I've never been in a hospital. But it was nice. They took good care of me. It was spotless. Everything shined. It was absolutely spotless. I had a girlfriend go with me, so my room was a suite. She stayed right in the room with me, which was very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pleased. I was fine with it.
And the equipment, the technology, was it similar to what you would have expected if you remained in the U.S.?
Yes, it was high-tech. Once I got down to the X-ray rooms and the MRIs and the CAT scans, it was very high-tech machinery, just like what we have here.
Did you have any problems with communication? Did everybody speak English like you expected?
They were. Penang is an English-speaking island, and so most everybody there, the doctor and the PR woman at the hospital, most everybody, yes, spoke English.
Yes, okay,
so
good.
I didn't have any communication problems.
Good. Now, tell us about your doctor. Which doctor did you use?
I used Dr. Vijay. His name is Vijay and Raju. He's from India.
Mm-hmm.
And he put my mind at ease right off. You know, I had a million questions like, how many times have you done this, and are my legs going to be even? And he just real fast said, relax, this will be an easy surgery. He's into sports medicine, and so I guess he deals with a lot of mangled joints. So he thought a hip replacement was pretty simple. So
yeah.
I felt good about that. And
yes.
He was very humorous, and so, you know, that puts me at ease because I'm pretty humorous myself. We got along fine.
Good. So he gave you great...
every question.
What about the follow-up care after your surgery?
Well, I went to physical therapy while I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospital a week, and then I went over to the hotel, which was right next door, which made it convenient because I had more therapy sessions once I got to the hotel.
Right.
And every time I went back for a therapy session, I went in and Dr. Vijay checked my incision and how my leg was bending and whatever it is he had to do to me. So they kept a close eye on me afterwards.
Good. Now, has he contacted you since you returned to the U.S.?
He has. We have emailed several times to each other, and he told me to let him know how I was getting along, so I write him every now and then, and he always comes back with an answer.
Does he charge you for
he's
that?
He's way too busy for me.
No, he doesn't.
I have emailed a couple of the nurses in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They're just nice people, I'm telling you.
So you made some nice friends. Would you consider going back for vacation sometime?
I probably would. If I ever had to have my other hip done, I know I'd go back.
You'd be
I'd
back
definitely
there.
Go back.
Now, what would you say to
one of the bellboys? Let me tell you this. The bellboys at the hotel were so nice to me. They helped me up and down the stairs and in and out of cabs, and they met me at the elevator every morning when I came down, and they looked at my ankles to see how swollen they were, and they were telling me how well I was doing, and when I got home, one of them sent me a little jade Buddha.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they're
lovely people over there. They're very, very accommodating and sweet and social.
Yes, they are.
What would you say to a fellow American that was considering a joint replacement procedure with Dr. Vijay at Glen Eagles?
I would highly recommend it, especially if you don't have insurance. It's the only way to go. Having surgery on the other side of the world like that, because it's like you're on vacation, you seem to heal quicker. You know, if I had it done here in the United States, I'd come home and go to bed for 2 weeks. But over there, I was up and running, and, you know, I was sightseeing and going to the malls, and it just all of a sudden, your vacation's over, it's time to come home, and I have a new hip.
Eileen, I
would highly recommend it.
Oh, thank you very much, and I'm sure the doctors appreciate that as well. What do you think that you have, how much money have you saved by going abroad and doing this?
Oh, my God.
Do you have any idea?
Well, my total bill, just my hospital bill was $8,000. That was the new hip, the surgeon in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, a hip starts at probably $39,000.
Right.
So I've saved $30,000 right there.
Right.
And then when you include my hotel and my round-trip plane flight, it came to like $12,000. So
right.
For $12,000, I got a vacation, a new hip, a whole nine yards.
Well,
I'm telling you, it was good. It was a good experience.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. You know, and as I'm sure you're aware, many people think when they first hear about medical tourism abroad, they think, my goodness, why in the world would somebody travel to a third world country for medical treatment? You know, perhaps they have images in their mind of the TV program MASH, but what would you say to them based on your firsthand experience at Glen Eagles Hospital in Malaysia?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, of course, anybody is going to do research before they go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I MedRetreat sent me bios on the doctors and the hospital, and I spent hours on the computer looking it up. And a lot of them are trained right here in the United States.
Right.
You know, you go to a doctor over here. My patrons say to me, they're older ladies, and they say to me, aren't you scared to death? How can you go to a doctor you don't know? But, you know, if I went to a doctor here, I wouldn't know him.
That's true.
And a lot of the doctors here aren't American, so I say to them, "What is the difference?"
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I didn't. I had no problem with it, you know. But then again, that's my level of pain. I would have done anything to get rid of the pain.
Sure.
And this sounded like an affordable, good solution, and I tried it, and it worked, and it was a great experience. And they're all coming back now. This is very seasonal down here, so my patrons are all beginning to come back. And they're absolutely amazed that I'm back at work and I'm walking and I went to a third world country and I came back whole.
But is it really a third world country, Penang?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so
either.
You know, if they had everything that we've got, you know, I don't think so.
Yeah, especially, I mean, in Penang, they have Intel is there and Dell. You know, they have these major corporations going there because of the cost savings for labor. So, they've got pretty much everything we have here. And
high-rises and the shoreline and the, no, it was every bit as much as we've got right here.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was a very nice place.
Good. Eileen, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. I'm happy to hear that you're feeling really well. And as you know, if you ever have anything else that you need, you contact us. And it's a pleasure speaking with you today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
We're the American gateway to healthcare abroad. Medical tourism specialists.